This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
We know that the world is full of enticements. Even the Bible says that sin is sweet for a season. We are daily confronted with both the subtle cultural pressures as well as overt propaganda. And the only way to escape these destructive influences is to seek God to help us out. We need to die to these things, just as Paul did. How much do the interests of the world matter to you today? I mean, it's easy to get caught up in the externals, isn't it? We need to be aware of those who emphasize these things we should or shouldn't do with no concern about an inward condition of the heart. Living a good life, guys, with an inward change leads to a spiritual walk, and that is deep. But if we do not have an inward change, it will be shallow and empty. We're wrapping up the book of Galatians today. We're in chapter 6, and we're going to read from verse 14. Paul, closing up this letter, says, "As for me, God forbid that I should boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in all the attractive things in the world was killed long ago. And the world's interest in me is also long dead. It doesn't make any difference now whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we really have been changed into new and different people." Verse 16, "May God's mercy and peace be upon all of you who live by this principle, and upon those everywhere who really are God's own. From now on, please don't argue with me about these things, for I carry on my body the scars of the whippings and the wounds from Jesus' enemies that mark me as his slave. Dear brothers, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Sincerely, Paul." So Paul the Apostle wasn't interested in making the Galatians trophies for some twisted game of spiritual road warrior. No, Paul knew himself. He knew also that he had nothing to boast about. I think few people ever know themselves that well, because certainly it's rare. Few will admit that without God, they're nothing. That they got nothing. For Paul, he was dead to this world. Notice the word, the language, dead. That's a very emphatic picture. It's such a word of finality. Paul was done with it. He wasn't ever going to go back to trying to be a good guy, to do all the right stuff so he could look good to the next guy and, you know, gain a seat in the big house. For Paul, that was all just religion. He found the grace of God, and for him, there was no turning back. So in finale, he says to those who would try to fight him on his words, "There will always be those who want to fight." And he says to them, "Bring it on. Bring it on." Because for Paul, he had already been beaten, whipped, stoned, and attacked repeatedly. He had the scars to prove he was God's man. So he was throwing down on these guys and in essence saying, "Boys, show me your scars. For their lily-white spiritual hands certainly gave them away." Living his grace, loving his grace, serving his grace, rejoice in his grace, and never, never, never be moved.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.